From WFYI News, I'm Christine Herman. Republican lawmakers in Indiana say lowering health care costs is one of their top priorities this legislative session. Some of the bills aim to limit what hospitals can charge for services and lower prescription drug costs. WFYI's Farah Yousry is following those bills, and she's here to walk us through some of them. Hi, Farah.
Hi, Christine.
Let's start with House Bill 1004. This is a measure that would penalize hospitals that charge a certain amount more than what Medicare charges for healthcare services. What's the impetus for a bill like this?
So the nonprofit RAND Corporation published a study last year that found Indiana ranks seventh highest in the nation for hospital costs. The researchers used what Medicare pays for services as a benchmark so they can compare more easily between states. And they found that, on average, Hoosiers paid hospitals nearly 300% more than what Medicare would pay for the same services. On the other side, the Indiana Hospital Association has disputed the findings of that study. They noted, for example, that the study looks at data that's a few years out of date from 2018. So it did not take into account, for example, that Indiana's largest hospital system, IU Health, announced just over a year ago that it would freeze prices through 2025 to align with the national average. But regardless, this new bill, House Bill 1004, would limit what nonprofit hospitals are allowed to charge for services to 260% of what Medicare pays, and they'd be penalized if they do so. It also contains a bunch of other provisions, and it's one of several bills that addresses the use of non-compete agreements in labor contracts for physicians.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are non-compete agreements, and what are Indiana lawmakers proposing to do to address them?
Non-compete agreements are used in many industries, including healthcare. So for physicians, this could mean that if they work for a hospital in their community and they decide to quit or they're let go, they may be limited in where they can take their next job. So that could mean they have to leave town and practice elsewhere. Proponents of non-competes argue that, you know, these agreements help make sure that when a hospital, for example, spends time and money in training, things like training doctors, you know, and establishing a patient base, they don't just leave and then take a bunch of their patients with them. Indiana already has some laws in place that limit what can be included in non-compete agreements, and several bills introduced this session aim to chip away at them even further.
Let's switch gears and discuss prescription drugs. So House Bill 1017 passed out of the Public Health Committee last week, and that would allow the state to create a prescription drug repository program to redistribute unused medication that would otherwise be thrown away. But there's also Senate Bill 8, which aims to lower drug costs by taking aim at the rebates or discounts that are received by people known as pharmacy benefit managers. Can you walk us through that issue?
Yeah, the supply chain for prescription drugs in the U.S. is extremely complicated compared to other countries. But suffice it to say, those pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, serve as the link between drug makers, pharmacies, and millions of people with health insurance plans. So they typically negotiate with drug makers to purchase medications at lower prices. Now, the question of who benefits from those discounts is what lawmakers are trying to tackle. So Senate Bill 8 wants at least 85% of those discounts to be passed on to individual Hoosiers at pharmacy counters. I spoke with Antonio Chacha about this. He's with the consulting firm 3Axis Advisors, and here's what he had to say.
If I'm a patient and my leverage as an individual is being combined with other individuals who are taking medicines, it stands to reason that I should be a beneficiary in that regard.
He points out that there is bound to be a debate over how much of those rebates should be benefiting the consumer versus the health insurer, for example, to do things like lower premiums for everyone on the health plan.